Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Summer months are coming up, and the Citizens Auxiliary Police is going to join us. Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police is going to join us about patrolling malls, the shopping malls, places where kids like to hang out. Could be places where there are security problems. Jay's on the line with us from the South Bay tonight. Jay, how are you?
Real good, Phil.
So we're talking about the Citizens Auxiliary Police looking at the malls for what? For to protecting the kids, or?
Well, I mean, we're always interested in protecting the children, Phil, and families, but primarily we're looking to secure the stores against theft, and we have two potential disasters that are waiting to happen. You have, number one, you have summer and kids, and you've got, number two, you got malls. And while we want people to have a good time, sometimes that means that bad things happen, and Citizens Auxiliary Police is about saving lives.
And well, what bad things?
Well, the recipe for disaster happens when you take a mall and any kid looking to pull off a Columbine or something like that, or any child who is coming from a traumatized family background wants to pull off some Columbine caper or wants to perhaps do more damage even than that. Shopping malls are places where kids can get a lot of the things that they need to create some very serious situations. And when's a better time to plan a caper like that in the summer months? And you got some problems when you get a lot of kids.
When you put kids in malls, what are you getting, though? Are you talking about theft?
I'm talking about theft. And I've seen problems with kids in...
Well, what can a kid possibly steal in a mall? Although there are places where I suppose they can get some kind of weapons, are there gun stores?
Well, it certainly depends on the mall, Phil. I have seen the problem with kids in schools and kids in malls. I worked security for the Mealy Mall in Los Gatos, California. So I've seen a lot of kids. I've seen a lot of girls shoplifting shoes or jewelry, things like that. But also kids can get their hands and access things such as chemicals from pharmacies. They can steal merchandise that can be used to create a weapon, whether it's something in a sporting goods store like a knife, like you were mentioning, a buck knife or a skinning knife, golf balls.
Should we really be? I mean, it sounds like we're worrying about things that something that hasn't happened yet. Okay, or should we really be worried about our kids in malls stealing things so that they can pull off a Columbine?
I don't think there's any time when you don't take that seriously. And we saw the report for the Columbine. I think as a member of the media, I think you'd probably be more aware than anybody else. So we saw the report from the Columbine deal.
And it sounds like we have to be on alert for kids going into malls stealing things to create what? Are we talking about guns? Are we talking about...
You could be talking about guns, Phil.
So there are gun stores in malls?
You could be talking about them, whether it's a strip mall. There's a variety of malls that Citizens Auxiliary Police will be patrolling in the forthcoming summer months.
And all right, so you guys are going to be out there.
That's correct.
Oh, all right, so you'll be patrolling the malls in case somebody is stealing. And
well, Phil, what we're going to do is we're going to stop people at random when we see kids leaving the malls. Let me just say this in case there are parents out there who are worried about the safety of their kids. The Citizens Auxiliary Police is going to be patrolling the malls in our tactical response vehicles.
And all right, before we get into that, let's tell people the Citizens Auxiliary Police, you're not a real police department, correct?
Well, it's a matter of semantics. We get into this a lot when I'm on your show. What we are is an auxiliary police force. We are a volunteer force that we assist the police in security matters and crowd control detail. We do wear an identifying uniform, which is a blue armband, and we are driving our tactical response vehicles.
And how do we know that it's you in the tactical response vehicle? Is this a marked car?
These are generally going to be Yukons, Tahoes, Suburbans, cars that you recognize.
Are they marked cars?
No, but we are trained. Citizens Auxiliary Police officers are trained to drive our tactical response vehicles with our left arm resting on the window space, and we do have the blue armband on the left arm. So you'll be able to see us driving through parking lots with blue armbands on in our wives' cars. The reason why I say our wives' cars is because of the summer months. Our wives don't need the cars because the kids are not in school. So we are able to use our wives' Yukons as tactical response vehicles. And again, when we are making a stop, we do utilize a green light. So I don't want people to be afraid. We're going to be out there doing that.
What a green light? So you have a marked vehicle?
We have a green light that we turn on. It goes around and around. Now, when you see the green light go around and around, please pull over. You'll also see the blue armband.
All right, we're talking with Jay Sandus of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. You're going to be stopping who?
We're going to be doing random spot checks of anyone who, young people, Phil, leaving malls in the Southern California area to make sure that they have not absconded with something.
So you're going to be stopping kids?
That is correct. We will identify young people who are leaving malls, young people who might be in the Columbine radar, sort of that target area where you want to pull off a Columbine caper. Could be young men, could be young women. At that time, we'll ask them what they're doing in the area. If they are there to shop, we'll ask to see maybe what's in their bag. I will tell you this time, Phil, look at these kids, I'm going to tell you that, Phil, there is no more valuable weapon in the law enforcement arsenal than the full body cavity search, and that is something that is necessary.
Now, what do you mean by a full body cavity search? That's when you have, when you're checking
The physical orifices, people, that's correct.
Well, that's quite a comprehensive, if you will.
Full body cavity search, Phil, I got to tell you something. I've been doing Citizens Auxiliary Police work now for almost 3 years, and I'll tell you, there's no more valuable tool, no more valuable weapon in law enforcement arsenal. We will stop and question the kids. If we are suspicious, if our suspicions are aroused, then we conduct a full-body cavity search.
Well, now you've got young men and women, teenagers, who are being stopped coming out of malls.
Well, Phil, again, we don't want parents to be upset. We are not going to conduct these searches to embarrass anyone. The young person is generally driven in the back of one of our tactical response vehicles. We will drive to a secluded area in the parking lot where the young person can realize that they're not going to be looked at by other people. Probably if we have a hip flask, something to relax them, they can take a drink of a hip flask to relax them so that they're not going to be embarrassed. At that time, we also use a latex glove and some kind of a lubricant so that we can do these inspections.
It's very invasive, though, isn't it?
Well, Phil, it is invasive, but it's something we need to do to make sure these kids are not taking weapons or anything they can use to hurt people out of the malls. And so the full body cavity search is utilized, yes.
Jay Sandus is with us. Our number 1-800-449-8686. As we talk about the Citizens Auxiliary Police going out and doing stop searches of young people leaving malls this summer, in case they're carrying out bomb making equipment, or
not necessarily bomb making, Phil.
Well, I know, but you were talking about going into pharmacies and getting chemicals, or going into weapons. In other words,
that is correct.
In case there is a Columbine repeat,
that is correct, Phil. And what I'm trying to say is, and it could be anything: gaff hooks that you use in fishing, that you could, you could throw out, gaff somebody, club, golf ball, clubs, weapons, anything, electronic stores where kids can get things, anything can be used as a weapon. So the full cavity search is done so the child is not embarrassed. The young person is put, as I said, in the back of the tactical response vehicle. And the thing about girls, Phil, and this is kind of a tough one, and I don't want to hit this one too hard, girls have a little extra place to hide things, I guess is the best way you can put that. And I am not God. I didn't make girls. That makes it a little bit difficult for our tactical response crews.
Well, girls have one extra place to hide things. That's a very nice way of putting it.
Well, I'm trying to be as polite as I can.
Well, I understand. But who is manning, who is stopping and searching?
It will be myself. It will be one of our other officers. Adults are in charge of our tactical response. So no one has to worry that their child is going to be stopped and given a full cavity search by anyone other than an adult man. And so they don't have to worry about some punk kid or somebody taking advantage of the situation. And that's really the most important thing.
And so you're stopping these kids, you're taking them over to a secluded part of the parking lot and doing a full body cavity search with Vaseline and a latex glove.
That is correct. So the kid's not embarrassed.
Are you stopping adults?
We are not stopping adults at this time because adults did not pull the Columbine caper. Should the time take place that adults pull off a Columbine caper, then we will certainly be looking at adults as how they do things. But we're trying to save lives, Phil. And the most important thing right now, I think, is on everybody's mind. Summer months are coming up, teenagers and shopping malls. Those three things can create a living hell on earth that we are trying to avoid the best way we know how. And that's what we're going to try with the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Okay, Jay, where do you operate out of?
Our substation is in Hawthorne.
substation. 1-800-449-8686 as we talk to Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police about their plans for the coming summer months, which includes stopping and searching. And when he says search, he's talking about when he says a full body cavity search, is he talking about everywhere? Kids coming out of shopping malls because we're hot on the heels of Columbine, and the summer months are coming up. Kids may go into a sporting goods store and decide that golf clubs and golf balls can be used for something other than an afternoon on the links. 1-800-449-8686. I'm Phil Hendry.
Save lives.
I understand that. Jay Santos with us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Our number 1-800-449-8686. Yes, I understand that you're about saving lives. I'm just asking you, stopping teenagers coming out of malls and searching them for dangerous weapons is not such a bad thing. But when you go into full-body cavity searches, okay?
Fellas, I know of no better tool in the arsenal of law enforcement than a full-body cavity search. When you do that, you can find, and we are trained, and we do train our younger officers, and we do have intern program, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, where we work on each other for these full-body cavity searches.
And what do you mean you work on each other?
Well, we can take any kind of contraband and hide it on our persons. I can give an example that I took a tube of Neosporin, and I inserted it rectally, and we did have two of our interns come in, and we did a full cavity search on me. This was in front of other members of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. What we're trying to do is show that it is not invasive, that it is not painful, but it is a fantastic weapon in the arsenal of law enforcement.
And all right, let me take a phone call here. 1-800-449-8686. San Diego on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, I'm interested on knowing whether or not they are sanctioned by the police department for that, and how do we protect our teenagers from them?
From me, ma'am?
From you. I don't
What do you need to protect your teenager from? All I'm saying is your kid's coming out of the mall carrying
and
some
dangerous... And you don't like their attitude?
No,
you're
it's not. No, it's not
do
attitude.
A full-body search.
It's not attitude. It means that, you know, you want another Columbine, that's your business. But we're trying to keep these kids
from stealing.
It's
not your business what my teenager is doing at the mall shopping and going home. Why
not
do
a problem.
Are
we're
you
not
sanctioned by the police department? Can I have you arrested for detaining my child?
No, you cannot.
And doing... Why not?
Because I
you
have
don't
a constitutional
have,
right.
You don't what, have where? A right to touch my daughter.
No, I do not have the right to touch your daughter unless we have reasonable suspicion
then
that
call
she
the police.
Is carrying something.
You have suspicion that she has stolen something? You call the police, let them handle it, let them arrest her, let them take her to jail.
Well,
that's
the
what
Citizens
they
Auxiliary Police, that's why we're there, ma'am. We are an auxiliary police force so that we can do a full-body cavity search in a way that is not going to be invasive.
And if they decide not to cooperate, what are you going to do? Call the police
well,
or
then we
rape
got a
them?
Then we got a problem.
That's right.
What do you mean you have a problem?
Well, we're going to have to do the full-body cavity search.
Why can't you let the police handle it?
Well, what makes them better than us? See, all I'm saying is that we're going to be the...
Well, because the police... See, are you you're not an actual police force. You're an auxiliary volunteer force.
Phil, we are there to save lives. And if you and this lady want to discuss how we do that, well, I guess that's your right. But all we want to do is save lives. And we are there as an auxiliary police department to try to help the police. Our police are overworked, ma'am.
And how do we keep our kids to be protected from men that want to go out and have a good time by doing full-body searches on these kids?
Well, that's, you know, something,
Who
ma'am.
Who polices you?
You got a pretty
Who polices
sick,
you?
Ma'am, we are there to help protect, and we're not there to have any fun. So draw your
Who
own conclusions. You just keep
I want to
kid.
Know who polices
Make
you.
Sure we police ourselves.
That's not good enough.
What if this lady is coming out of the mall?
Same thing. Probably with your attitude, yeah, we might want to look at your purse and see what you're doing.
I'd want the police
And you'd give
to help.
Her a full-body cavity search?
I would have to ask for that, yes. So, you know.
I wouldn't submit. The police
oh, yes, you
do
would.
That at police headquarters. They do not
we
do it in the back
lubricant.
Of a car
we use
in the middle
lubricant.
Of the parking lot.
We use a lubricant that is not
Doesn't
going to be
matter.
Painful, and it's not going to be invasive, ma'am.
The police
you can't...
do it in a proper place. You
well,
do not.
I'm telling you that it wouldn't hurt you.
It doesn't matter if it would hurt me.
Well, it might even put a smile on your face. I mean, all I'm trying to say is we have got an awful lot on our table this summer with these kids who are going to be out of school, going to malls, and doing whatever it is they're going to do, driving people, you know, to a distraction. So let's save lives.
We need
Bend
to save
over.
Lives, but I think that you're sick and dangerous.
Well, ma'am, what we say to the Citizens Auxiliary Police is, bend over and save a life. And
okay, 1-800-449-8686. With her attitude.
Yeah, with an attitude like hers, I'd probably want to stop her and give her a full cavity search, too. Because it's suspicious that she doesn't like what we're doing.
All right, so that's suspicious.
Absolutely.
San Antonio on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Okay, wait a minute. It's suspicious that she doesn't want you sticking your gloved finger in her private part?
Well, no, that's not suspicious, but she's got this attitude about, you know, we're trying to save lives, and she's got an attitude about that.
I've got a daughter myself, and we're planning on moving to California. I can tell you something. You take my daughter in a secluded part of that parking lot and do a full body search on her, I'm going to come after you, pal.
Wait a second. I'm a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, okay?
And I'm going to take your head right off your
shoulder. You don't want to mess with my daughter. All right? Keep your daughter out of those malls as long as she's not shoplifting. She's got no problem.
You need to get used to that, pal.
Well, you need to get used to the fact. You come out to California, you're on my turf now, pal. You're on my turf now.
Hey, whatever, man.
So if you come out here...
We can go down right now, buddy.
I could give you a full body cavity search.
You could try.
What do you think of that?
I really wish you would, as a matter of fact. Well,
come on out to California. I'll let you know where I am.
Oh, I'll be there.
Well, what do we got here? Some kind of a macho showdown?
Okay, this guy comes out of my turf, tells me whether I can do a full body cavity search. That's one of the most important weapons, sir. That's one of the most important weapons in law enforcement arsenal. You want to take one of my weapons away from me?
I'm a veteran police officer, pal. That is a lie.
You want to take that away from me?
We have many tools in our arsenal.
But you also know that one of the most important weapons in our arsenal is being able to slap on a rubber glove when we need to.
Let me tell you something. That's done on a female-by-female basis. Females do the search.
Yeah, I thought that female officers did that.
That is true with adults, but with juveniles, any adult is okay.
It's even more true with juveniles, sir. You need
it's
to research
adult.
Your law.
Well,
research your case history, your liability.
I told you that we have practice on each other at Citizens
Auxiliary
Police.
I don't care. They're not. You
say that you're police officers.
Although you're acting like it.
You say that you're
acting
police.
Like a bunch of horny juveniles.
No, sir. No, sir. You say you're a member
yes,
of police.
Yes, sir. You are.
You are with Police Barton, right?
Yes, sir.
Are you
I am.
Familiar
as a
with the West?
Fact.
Are you familiar with the West Texas Auxiliary Rangers?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay.
I know they don't go around doing full-body cavity searches on females.
All right, the West Texas Auxiliary Rangers, Phil, is a complete auxiliary police department volunteer.
Just like you guys?
That's correct.
And you're familiar with these people, sir?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay.
I know that their standards are a whole lot different than what this guy's talking about.
Well, what standards are they?
Well, the standards are typical law enforcement standards. I've worked as a law enforcement officer in 2 states and in 50 states.
Who are the West Texas Auxiliary Rangers?
Well, it's a citizens police force like he's talking about. They are TCLO certified up to a certain amount of hours. They don't receive the full training.
What's RT certified?
Oh, TCLO, that would be the Texas Standards on Law Enforcement. It's like what you would go to a police academy in California.
Uh-huh. And they
and it's a real
can they do full body
version.
Cavity searches?
No, sir. You take them back to the detention facility,
mm-hmm.
and if it's a female, number one, your starting mileage is called in. When you take a female into custody, you call in your starting mileage and your ending mileage when you arrive at the detention facility.
Right, but if you
and
don't
then,
have...
If any body cavity searches have to be done, sir,
do you know General,
it's done by a female if it's a
wait
female
a second.
Prisoner.
Do you know General Finley?
General Finosa, I don't know.
All right, well, he happens to be head of the West Texas Auxiliary Rangers, so I don't know if you know what you're talking about.
I know exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, you don't know General Finosa.
More experience
and you don't know Admiral Baker. Do you know Admiral Baker?
Hey, I know the law here, pal, and
no,
I know the way
I'm
they
just saying,
operate.
If you know
I don't need to know anything else from you. I know you're wrong.
No, sir, I'm just saying, if
and
you know
you
the West Texas
your
Auxiliary...
And I know you got your rooters out on a big limb
Who is
here.
Admiral Baker?
He's
Admiral
part of the...
Baker?
Yes, sir. He's part of the naval. He's the naval arm of the West Texas Auxiliary Rangers.
Okay, I don't know him. I'm not a member of the West Texas Auxiliary Rangers.
Well,
I'm a
Admiral,
real cop.
Admiral Baker is a member of the naval arm.
The naval. Hold on, Phil Henry Show 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show with Jay Santos. Our number 1-800-449-8686. I'm Phil Henry. Jay Santos on the line with us, a watch commander with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. You told us a couple of weeks ago that you've just been made general.
Yeah, Phil. I'm very excited about it. And I want to thank everyone, including Corporal Bradley and other members of Citizens Auxiliary Police, for making it possible.
That's a rank in the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Yes, sir, it is. I'm general of our substation. And, again, I asked that gentleman who I was talking to if he knew Admiral Baker.
Admiral Baker is with the naval wing of...
He's with the naval arm of the West Texas Auxiliary Rangers. There's also Admiral Stu Brown. Admiral Stu Brown is with the Oregon Simulated Police. And
is that... I didn't know that your organization has naval arms.
Helping with Harbor Patrol, Phil, primarily. And these are areas having to do with the summer months as well. So we go out, we try to help with the Harbor Patrol as well.
All right, so the Citizens Auxiliary Police will be out around shopping malls this summer here in Southern California, hopefully to stem the tide of young people shoplifting and creating some weapon for a Columbine-style massacre. They will be stopping and questioning teenagers leaving shopping malls. If need be, they will be looking into their parcels, you'll be just looking into their bags?
That is correct, Phil.
And then you're saying if your suspicions are aroused, you will be searching them further?
That is correct, with a cavity search.
A cavity search done in the back of one of your tactical response vehicles at a secluded part of the parking lot.
Correct. And I will say again, it's non-invasive. I would tell you, you'd be surprised with enough lubricant on one's hand or fist that you can get pretty deep up there and try to find whatever it is that... because I can tell you this, Phil, as crazy as it sounds, people have smuggled drugs into this country that way. People have smuggled weapons. There is a woman who was stopped by customs in New York City, and they found an entire envelope of documents that had been inserted in the anal area. So I can tell you that these things are done, and it's nuts what people are going to try.
All right, an envelope, huh?
Envelope.
Here is Harbor City on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to let this gentleman know that if he ever came anywhere near any of my three children, he would have a lawsuit so fast slapped on him, it would be ridiculous.
Well, as long as you're not getting into any trouble, ma'am, we don't have any problem with him.
Oh, please, it sounds like it's a complete invasion of privacy and sexual harassment.
Sexual harassment, ma'am?
Exactly.
The full body cavity search is one of the most valuable weapons in the law enforcement arsenal.
I'm sorry. That is...
All right.
You're not authorized police.
We found shotgun shells up a woman's rectum once.
I'm talking about seven or eight shotgun shells. I'm sorry.
If
my sons or my daughter were to do something wrong, I would expect them to be taken to a police station and me to be called.
Well, there's
not
no difference. The citizens
have
we are auxiliary police. We're auxiliary police. So there's no difference between us and the police.
Yes, there is.
You are a volunteer force.
No, we're a volunteer force. The Constitution says we have the right to stop, detain, and do cavity searching. That's standard.
Really, where is that in the Constitution?
The Constitution says we have the right to citizen's arrest.
It does not say anything about a cavity search or sexual assault upon a minor.
I'm sorry, ma'am, could you repeat that?
It says nothing about a cavity search or sexual assault upon a minor.
In the Constitution.
In the Constitution.
Well, no doubt that it...
Yeah, the Constitution doesn't cover cavity searches, all right?
No, but the Constitution covers... The Fourth Amendment to be safe and secure in your reasonably safe and secure in your personal private matters, unless there's reasonable suspicion that you're smuggling.
And
kids coming out of shopping mall, you think a teenage girl can get a pair of shoes? Believe it or not, ma'am, you're not going to believe this, but I'm going to tell you this anyway. There's a teenage girl that I know of because the Auxiliary Police Force of North Dakota stopped a girl coming out of a Fargo mall. She got a pair of shoes, and guess where she had them?
I really don't care where she has
them. You don't want to know?
No, I don't want to know.
An entire pair of shoes.
A pair of shoes.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to know where she had the shoes.
Yes, sir.
And quite frankly, I think this is...
Well, what do you think about a girl that would do something like that? You think that girl ought to be protected by her parents? I don't think so. I think we need to get out of jar of Vaseline.
Yes.
Let's go. From predator like me, she shoved a pair of shoes up there.
You sound like a sexual predator.
No, ma'am, I'm not a sexual predator.
I wouldn't let my children near you with a 10-foot pole.
All I'm trying to say to you, ma'am, is that we're trying to save lives, and the best way to do that is for us to slap on a glove, pull out a jar of a standard lubricant, can be purchased at any store, and let's go to work. And that's the best possible way for us to save lives.
to pull out a jar of lubricant, slap on a glove, and save some lives, huh?
Well, Phil, you know, a lot of times you're...
No. I mean, you know, I agree with helping our community and helping our neighborhoods. But you're getting into this full body cavity search in a secluded area with a car, a tactical response vehicle, or whatever. Whose life are you saving here?
I'm saving your life, Phil. I'm saving everybody's life out there from some kid that's going to walk into a schoolroom and start taking people out with a gaff hook or a golf club or anything else that a kid can't get his hands on gun. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think it's nuts.
Well, you got to try it from my side, Phil. I'm on the front line of law enforcement.
Whip out a jar of Vaseline and save lives. I'm sorry.
Well, you can laugh, Phil, but a lot of people died at Columbine, okay? You think that's funny?
No, I do not think that's funny, and you know that that's not what I was laughing at.
Well, Phil, I would remember those poor dead kids before you start laughing at what we do.
Lemon Grove on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Hi.
Yes.
You're on the air.
Oh, okay. I'd just like to make a comment here. This cowboy here sticks his finger up my son's anal cavity. He's going to find more than that up his.
What's that supposed to mean? In other words, you don't believe in saving lives.
Oh, get off it. What planet are you from? This is America, buddy. You don't do that sort of thing to kids.
I'm talking about these kids at Columbine.
Oh, give me a break. You're not talking about diddly. What gives you the right? Who swore you in?
Who swore me in? We are an auxiliary police force.
You're not a sworn police officer. Don't give me that crap.
But we are a volunteer force as auxiliary force. We're not carrying weapons. I didn't say we did carry weapons.
I'll tell you what. You're going to find one up your anal cavity if you do something like that to my boy.
I didn't say that. You know something, sir? If your boy stays away from the mall, we got no problem.
My boy has every right in the world to go to a mall.
Not to steal.
Anywhere in America.
Not to steal.
He doesn't steal, so you
then he's got no problem with me, does he?
Well, yeah, but even if the kid didn't...
Over anybody there, cowboy, and I'll tell you what.
What's
my
that?
Son is anybody.
Well, wait a second. If your son's not stealing, I got no problem with him.
You have no idea if he's stealing, cowboy.
And that's why we do...
Watching him.
That's why we do the full body cavity search.
You don't do no search on my son.
Well, you know something? It's non-invasive. We practice on each other.
I'll tell you what. You're going to find more than Columbine on your butt if you do that to my son.
Sir, I will tell you this. I could do a full body cavity search on
you,
and you wouldn't even know it.
No, you can't.
I'll tell you what.
I'll blow your brains out.
If you'd allow me to, you'd know it. It's just... Well, he laughs at it.
Look at pal. Jay, the man doesn't want it, okay?
No, I'm just saying it's as smooth as silk. You wouldn't even know it.
How could you stick your finger up someone's rear end and they don't...
What's that, sir?
Who swore you to do this? Who gave you the authority?
Citizens Auxiliary Police was formed in 1997. We have 5 duly authorized chapters in Southern California.
Are you sworn representatives of the law?
Well, sure.
You're sworn by the district attorney or whoever does that?
The guy that does it. We take an oath.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Sir, we do.
I don't believe
What it. Is the oath?
What is the oath? I don't remember. I read it off a piece of paper. I don't know what the oath is. Will we
yeah,
seal
you don't
it with...
even know what the oath is.
No. We do take...
How can you uphold the oath? You don't even know what it is.
Well, sir, I didn't memorize it, if that's what you're asking me. I did read the oath. I read it from a standard piece of legal paper. We take the oath.
I think you're from a different planet there, cowboy.
Sir, I come from the planet Earth, the same as you. We're not Boy Scouts, okay? We save lives. We take the oath and we seal it with a shot of whiskey.
You ain't seeing nothing with a shot of whiskey to my son. You're talking about feeding whiskey to my son, too. I heard you about something. Yep.
No, I said if the kid is uptight, we've got a hip flask, yeah.
Yeah, you don't do that to my son. He's underage. You don't feed whiskey to an underage minor.
Well, how do you get a kid
to
loose? Who
the heck do you think you are?
If you're going to be doing a full anal cavity search and the kid's too tense.
Jay, let me recommend let me recommend. You're going to get shot and killed by one of these parents.
I beg pardon?
Tell you what.
I said someone's going to blow your brains out if you got your finger up some kid's butt and feeding him whiskey. You're going to die, man. You're going to die slowly and painfully, okay?
Yeah.
And
is that it, Phil? I want to just get this clear. Are you threatening me?
Am I threatening?
Give me a break. I'll tell you what. You touch my son, I'll blow your kneecaps off, and I'll blow your brains out.
Okay, both you gentlemen have now threatened me. Citizens Auxiliary Police has put you on notice.
Put me on notice for what? I didn't threaten you. I said somebody's going to kill you.
I didn't threaten you. I promised you, buddy.
Okay, you are now on notice, sir, that I'm going to swear out a warrant for your arrest.
Oh, good. You know my name, cowboy?
I will have to get your name. Please give it to me.
My name is Kiss My Ass, cowboy.
Okay, so that's a joke name, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's joking around.
How can I arrest you if you won't give me your name? Come on. Sir? Sir?
He told you to kiss his ass. I think that pretty much means goodbye. Here's Portland on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm calling from Portland, Oregon, and I have 3 points I was curious about.
Mr. Henry, I just want to know, Mr. Henry, you let that guy hang up without getting his name, so you're
culpable. Excuse me, you're wasting my time.
I just want to let Mr. Henry know that he's
under
arrest.
You're taking my time now.
Mr. Henry's under arrest.
Okay, I'm under arrest. Will you listen to what the lady says?
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to know, you never were clear about whether you had auspices. You were authorized by the police of your state as an auxiliary that they authorized to go out and do these things. You are contributing to the delinquency of a minor if you give them a flask.
I didn't understand the question.
A warrant could be sworn out for your arrest on those grounds.
I can swear out a warrant. I can swear out a warrant for your arrest for interfering with the duties of Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Excuse
general.
Me. You don't scare me.
I'm
the only
general.
Thing that scares me is that headset. It's the same thing that happened in Nazi Germany. It's
ma'am,
the same thing that
I wear
oh,
a blue armband.
Don't kid
you don't have to
you
fear
are,
me.
You
don't have to fear me. We wear the blue armband. We are duly authorized by I'm sending
my
officers
points,
right
you're not
here.
Answering my points.
Well, your
my
question
points
is what?
Are your, if you are going to take a flask out to feed liquor to a child to make them more relaxed, you're contributing to the delinquency of a minor, and you're already frightening them, taking them to a secluded area of a parking lot where they have absolutely no recourse but to surrender to your strong-arm tactics.
Well, ma'am, you're
I think
under
you're
arrest.
Very frightening.
You're under
you're
arrest. You're under arrest.
Sir, I...
How can you arrest her?
I am placing her under arrest, Phil, and I wish you wouldn't interfere.
Well,
what is your name, please?
Are,
what is your name, please?
I what's your name?
No, my name's Jay Santos, man. What is your name?
Okay,
you're under arrest.
You, first of all, no, I'm not. First of all,
Phil,
you
what
have,
is your name?
You
I don't know what her name is. She called from Portland.
All right, I am contacting
you are, you,
the Oregon
you
Simulated Rangers.
You aren't answering the question. You what branch of the police in California have authorized you to represent them?
I'm authorized by the West Texas Auxiliary Rangers Naval Arm as well as the San Diego Simulated Rangers.
Uh-huh. And what
all
area
right.
of California are you functioning in?
I'm functioning in Southern California, ma'am, Los Angeles metropolitan area.
Uh-huh.
And I have to let you know at this time you are under arrest.
Oh, you're so full of baloney. I
what
want
is your
to
name,
know
please? Okay,
I,
now,
I'm a citizen of
I'm
the
really,
United States and you're
okay,
acting you're, on my behalf.
You are really under arrest. Huh?
Well, am I really? Because the gentleman hung up on you.
Yeah.
And
he's
so now
under
you're
arrest.
Coming after
Mr.
a
Henry
woman
is...
who's asking you why you're
yeah.
feeding liquor to minors
I,
to help them
to
relax
rela-
while
to...
you give them full body cavity searches?
Exactly.
How can I be arrested by a lunatic?
Ma'am, I'm asking you.
How can I be arrested by a lunatic?
Ma'am,
I'm
not a lunatic.
I find you horrifying. I think you're very frightening.
Ma'am, I believe that I'm doing the best I can for our country and for our community.
Well, I
I'm
believe
Jay
I am, too, and asking you these questions you refuse to answer.
What?
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
I don't get here.
All the state police, state troopers, militia,
the
rangers, or the highway
police.
These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state laws.
This is Phil Henry Show.
The other thing that we want to do, of course, is eventually get up off of our ever-widening cans and do something about making some real dollars off of the show. Hi, I'm Phil Henry. This is the Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Now, what are the real dollars that can be made off of the Phil Henry Show? Merchandise. I don't want to mention any names, but there are a lot of shows that have their little T-shirts and coffee cups. We have got some built-in stuff on this show. I'm talking some real dollars for the first time in our lives. We'll be able to see the sunshine. For the first time in our lives, we can see a little, just a little piece of beach. And maybe something sitting on that beach that's got a little indoor plumbing. Now, we can come up with the Citizens Auxiliary Police armbands, blue armbands with the insignia on it, Jeff. You know how much we could sell those babies for? I could sell those for $10 a slop. Just $10 for one of them armbands that wraps around with the elastic with the Citizens Auxiliary Police deal. Then you get Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse T-shirts with Ted's kisser on it. Then you get, Margaret Gray, some bullcrap from her. Whatever else. And you're making some real dollars for the first time in your life. For the first time in your life, you're breathing a little air, some of that rarefied air. But can I do that? No. Do I have anybody who will design it for me? No. And besides, I don't want to tell you my deal necessarily because it's really none of your business, and I think there's a non-disclosure thing. I could get sued, but I don't exactly own all the rights to this show, if you know what I'm saying. I mean, I got to share my money with certain people, which is fine. Got no problem with that. I say spread the wealth. Spread it around to the good people that have helped me make this thing the rousing flop that it has so far is. So if we get those Citizens Auxiliary Police armbands, we get the... What about the Steve Bozell B&B Construction coffee mug? Or legal brief? I don't know. Something you got to wear. People got to be able to use it. What do you do for Steve Bozell, Mike? Legal brief? Like a Steve Bozell... whatever. You guys who don't know what I'm talking about, you haven't been longtime listeners of the show, don't worry about it. You'll get it as you listen to this program. But I'm talking about some real change. Now, am I going to spread the wealth with my listeners? Of course not. Unless somebody steps forward, someone who maybe is a graphic design cat, you know. What is it? Shirts that say, "Stop making me look like a fool." There you go. Steve Bozell, quit making me look like a fool. I don't know. It could be a challenge, but I guarantee you this, and this is hands down the truth. I mean, maybe it'll take a little bit of time for certain things on this program to kick in with people who aren't longtime listeners, but once they do, these babies will sell like hotcakes. You get the Dr. Jim Sadler pocket protectors, but the ones that'll sell will be the Citizens Auxiliary Police armbands and the Ted's of Beverly Hills steakhouses and the baseball cap that could be, yeah, Citizens Auxiliary Police baseball caps. Man, you talk about some dough. And just a coffee mug that has all their names on it. It's Phil Henry Show, you know. 4 to 7 Pacific, 7 to 10 Eastern, over most of these stations. 9 to noon Central, and the 9 to midnight Central. Because a lot of these people run it on the tape delay. So those are just some of the ideas that we're kicking around to try to make us wealthy. What has this got to do with you? Little or nothing. You can buy it. You can contribute to making me richer. Because, look, man, I'm 47. It's time now to make this thing kick in and pay off. And I am not going to let go until it does. I don't care what anybody thinks. I don't care if I lose friends left and right. I'm already losing friends. I'm losing the people who used to like me and used to support me. They don't do it anymore. You want to know why? Because we're starting to see a little success. Finally clawed and crawled my way out of the sewer. And I'm finally smelling the fresh air of the day and seeing the light of the sun. And people don't want me to be successful. But with these Citizens Auxiliary Police armbands... 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.